We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
We head down under to Sydney, Australia, where we are a breakfast show.
That is correct.
Yeah, we come out in the morning, though.
Is it breakfast or brekkie?
Brekkie.
Brekkie.
We're a brekkie show. Australian man is behind bars after wrecking his van into a bunch of cars who are parked on the side of the road. Eventually, he crashed into a parked police vehicle, doing major damage to that vehicle in Sydney's northwest end. When police arrived, the man was still behind the wheel of his Toyota van that was containing 270 grams of methamphetamine. Valued at over $140 million U.S. dollars. Mm-hmm. He was arrested and was taken into custody.
Drive safely if you have $140 million worth of drugs in your vehicle. But that's my recommendation.
The van was full of moving boxes. However, some had busted open. Oh. And that's when police first noticed that what was inside did not look like he was moving anything more than what they call ice or methamphetamine.
Ice, baby.
He'll be locked up for a while. Who crashed into what? 206-421-ROCK.
I mean, you should be more careful, but he's moving meth.
I know he's moving meth, but what I'm saying is I like to speed. I'm not going to lie about that. But if I have $140 million worth of meth in my vehicle, I promise you I am following every traffic law to the letter.
I just worry he has a meth habit.
I suspect he might if he hit a bunch of other cars that were parked, by the way, and then hit a police vehicle and did not get out of the van. Uh-huh. Here's a pick-me-up from the comments. Says a friend of mine was a tow truck driver. He was first on the scene where a woman had hit an elk in Colorado. Her head was sitting on the hood of the car, decapitated.
The woman's or the elk?
The woman's.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And again, her head was sitting on the hood of the car. Leads me to believe that elk is a serial killer. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hang on there. Hola.
Hola. Hola. We'll wait for you.
Well, no, I was putting a skylight in the roof. I had to get my phone. What happened to me a couple years ago, I was running to a customer's house, driving a company van, and driving near where a marsh is, and I was going southbound on the two-lane road, and coming north towards me, in the northbound lane, was a Canadian goose, as if it was just driving down the road. It's flying.
With a little mullet behind it, denim wings.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Tim Hortons hanging out the back. But anyway, it's going north, and I'm figuring it's just going to be a weird thing. It's going to pass my van. At the very last second, this SOB decides my lane looks better, so it turns, and at 35 miles an hour, goes right into my windshield. The thing goes up and over the top of the van, lands in the back on its feet. It's got a broken wing.
So take these broken wings.
So, and it just blew glass all over the inside of the van.
Who was glass?
There.
So the thing survived it?
Yeah, it woke off. It walked off towards the marsh with a broken wing, and it, you know, it wasn't hunting season anymore, so I couldn't go grab it. I just had to watch this thing walk away. All the moms in the SUVs are stopping, and you know, getting all upset, like, was a stupid bird's fault. I didn't drive into it.
What are they going to do? What are they going to do with the goose? Like, you, I wouldn't get out of my car for it. Call AFWAC.
I hate to be that guy, but like, there's a couple birds I put in a category of just not caring about. Geese, seagulls. I mean, not that I don't like pigeons, but whatever.
But people eat geese.
Yeah, I know. What I'm saying is, just, there's so many of them. I mean, they're everywhere.
It's not that. It's not that there's so many. It's because they're a-holes.
Right.
I mean, just say.
Yeah, I mean, look, I like mammals. I don't like rats. You know what I mean? There's like right. There's like a handful of things out there. Like, and for me, it's just like, I know they're heavily populated because I'll walk on South Lake Union and you'll see like a family getting together and then all of a sudden next day they got 9 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you know it, in 2 weeks, they're almost full grown. You know what I mean? So they can replenish pretty quick.
Well, my problem is where they poop. Because they poop where I'd like to be sometimes. Yeah. Now, you said
big green turds.
I know. I mean, like, what are you eating? Just straight algae?
Just spinach.
So you said, you
they're
said
big.
It wasn't.
They're big. You've never seen a turd from a swan, though.
From a swan. You know what?
You're right.
You are right. I have never seen a swan turd.
It's like a large dog turd. It's just like, oh my God, look at the size of that thing.
You know what you've done today, Scott?
Nice, Scott.
You've inspired me to go on a Google search I did not anticipate.
When we're walking across the field and we're hunting the birds, and you just see that massive pile, and it's like, that's a swan right there. You know?
Are they wild?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't touch them, though. You shoot one of those things, that's $1,500 and lose your license bad. So, yeah.
Okay.
Now, wait, I have a question. Now, you said, so you hit this Canadian goose. Hey, that hurt, eh? But
oh, yeah.
It wasn't hunting season, so you can't.
If it was hunting season and I had my license on me, which I usually do just because it's in my wallet, so I would have gone around, grabbed that thing, and thrown it in the side of the van and checked off the box. So it's mine.
See, if you're from West Virginia, they got what they call a roadkill law. Which means whatever you hit in any season, if you're just trying to be decent and take the animal out of its suffering, you can kill the animal, take it home.
You think anyone in West Virginia intentionally swerves into something they want to eat?
Like,
Daddy,
they didn't make the
there's a raccoon crossing the road.
Right.
Hang on, son, I got that son of a bitch.
But they didn't make the rule like, you better hit the deer during deer season. Like, now, if you hit the deer, just go out and get the damn
hold on, I'm Googling swan turd and going, oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm with you. Would that many people go out of their way to run over animals? Yeah.
I just want
to
do it in season so I can take it. You know,
right, exactly.
Like, I don't need no gun. Who crashed into what? 206-421-ROCK.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at swan turds. Not a ton of pictures, but there's a... yes, he is correct.
Mm-hmm. Did you go with swan poop or swan turd?
Swan turd. Let me try swan poop. Just bear with me one moment.
Swan turd.
Well,
that's,
oh, my God, he's not kidding. Look at that. Mm-hmm. And it's green.
Oh, man, that's really laying down the law.
Yeah, he wasn't kidding.
Nice work.
He was not kidding.
Nice work.
Man, oh, man.
That's amazing.
Hello, Vicky. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, Vicky, what did you crash into?
Well, I'm going to tell you the worst one, but I got my driver's license in 1976, and a week after I got it, I crashed into the guardrail. But, so I've had 30 wrecks.
30?
30?
30. But, so I'm going to tell you the worst one.
Sure.
I was living on Queen Anne. And I was coming down Aurora, and I wanted to get home. So I was going about 60, and all of a sudden I saw the road that I needed to turn to my home. And instead of going around the block and getting home, I turned. I put my foot on the brake, so I was probably only going about 50 when I crashed into a brick wall.
Oh, really?
All right.
You just didn't see it? It jumped out in front of you?
No, it was on the side. It was, in front of a house, and I was trying to turn onto the road. And when you're turning at 50 miles an hour,
yeah, especially
kind of wide.
Especially in a 40 zone. I'm sure that change has, it's always been 40.
You're in a residential area. Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Aurora.
Okay.
Do you have family?
Yes.
Do they love you?
Yes.
Are you still driving?
Oh, yeah.
They don't love you.
I stopped my car last week.
You don't have real friends. See, this is what we're saying. Like, you don't have someone who's close enough to you to tell you the honest-to-God truth, which is, first of all, how did you get insurance? And secondly, this is a really bad idea based on 30 other experiences.
Well, no. That wreck was like 10 years ago. I've had like 6 since then.
Oh, Jesus, God. And no one has stepped in and said anything to you about driving.
I luckily was in a car with OnStar, And when I woke up, the medics were there because OnStar called the medics.
Wait, what happened?
Did you decide to take a nap?
What's that?
Did you decide to just nap while you were driving?
No, I just like totally blacked out when I hit the wall because I was going so fast.
Okay, all right. What
so
do you?
My
what?
Car crashed into the wall. My airbags went off. I blacked out. OnStar called the medics. When I woke up, they were cutting me out of the car, taking me to Harborview. So I didn't get home in time to watch my show. I was in a hurry to watch.
Okay.
What, well, show, what show? What show was it that you went through all of this because you just had to see it?
I don't remember.
All right.
Hopefully it was the Seahawks because...
Okay. Well, you're 70 years old now. You sure no one has stepped in and said, hey, are you sure you still should be driving?
I'm only 59, so...
How the hell did you get a driver's license
in 1976 if you were 59 years old? That would mean that they gave you that driver's...
No, I'm 59 now. At 76, I was 16.
That's impossible.
Wait, am I doing my math wrong?
That is impossible. See, if
what
you were 16 in 1976, that means you would have been born in 1960.
Yes.
Oh, so you are 59.
Oh, no, you're right.
You're
right.
59 years
old. We don't do math.
No, we don't. And so you, no one has ever stepped in and said, you should not be driving.
Yeah, but do I listen?
No, well, obviously not. No, no. Do you feel like, well, how much is your insurance?
A lot.
You got that state stuff, don't you?
No, I don't, because the wrecks are not always my fault, and they're spaced far enough apart. I mean,
how many times do you drive?
Wreck like every 2 years.
All right, how many times do you drive during the week?
I drive to work to downtown Seattle.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's not fair.
Were you in downtown Seattle today?
No, I'm off today.
Okay, all right. And what kind of?
I was in downtown Seattle yesterday.
I almost got run over today by somebody around your age bracket. I was like, I bet it's her.
What kind of car are you driving?
I drive a Buick Encore.
Okay, all right. We can look for that.
Maybe you should get something that means more of the same.
Red Buick Encore.
And
I do not drive small cars. I've been in so many wrecks that I've learned that cars protect you.
Let me ask you.
Us pedestrians think that's a great idea.
What do they got you doing where you're driving to work every day still?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm saying you're still going to work physically. So what kind of job do you have?
Oh, I'm an optician.
Oh, God almighty. Oh, my God,
an optician.
The person who's supposed to help you see and you can't drive.
You work on people's eyes.
Oh, my God.
Their eyes, their vision.
Oh, my God.
I test people's eyes.
Have you tested your own?
Yes, and I am required to wear glasses when I drive.
I was going
to
say, now, you guys are still, your office is still open?
Yes.
Okay, I don't think my eye doctor's
it
open.
It did shut down for 3 months.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's fairly recent.
We down in March, and then we just opened back up.
Do people need to take
And I'm not too far away from you guys. In fact, I've gone to meetings in your buildings.
No,
don't come in here.
You Ted Smith in the elevator.
Oh, wait, you've been on the elevator?
Surprise, that thing didn't crash. Jesus.
Thanks for the name check.
Oh, man. Okay.
Are you sure it was Ted? Because what we're getting about your eyes, it could have been anyone.
Hey, do they have to do
it? No, because I asked him. I said, are you the Ted Smith? And he said, yes.
And you said, I'm going to run you over one day, and it'll be an accident.
My Buick Enclave. I got to ask you, do people have to have a COVID test before they come in and see you guys?
Yes.
They do
it. Not a test. No, just a screening.
So yeah, 72 hours ahead of time.
The screening.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I got to do that, too. I just was thinking, man, if you got to go to the doctor's office.
Well, Vicky, listen, you're a joy, but you're a dangerous one. Mm-hmm. That is the sense that I get. Yeah. I love that she tests people sick.
Right, that's awesome.
Thanks for saying hi.
I can't even believe she could see it.
Was that like, I can't tell if that was a compliment or a threat.
Right.
But I saw Ted Smith.
I know what you look like, son.
I will run you over a year and a half from now.
Jesus. Who crashed into what? 206-421-ROCK.
You will rue the day you met me.
Remember my name.
It's Vicky.
Hello, Nate. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hola.
So, I was out camping one night, and snow started coming down pretty hard. And I was like, you know what? We got to go. We're on this mountain. I don't want to get stuck up here. So, started backing down, and I missed a fallen tree, and it slid my back end out. And I end up wedged against another tree. So I had a buddy come out. He helped me get down from the mountain. Well, a couple days later, I was driving down the road, and I stopped to let some people cross, and a guy two cars behind me ran into the girl who was right behind me and pushed her into me. So police came out, they took the report, and he ended up paying for my bumper.
Oh, really? Oh, so you basically got a free deal.
Yeah, I did.
I have maybe had a similar experience to that.
How so?
Well, I might have done some damage to the back left side of my car, right?
Oh, that's right. What was the story with this? Yeah.
I don't know, but there was two totally different colors of paint. But either way, maybe two-tone, who knows? But then another actually got hit just parked. I came out one day, and I was like, that's not the same thing. And I realized the quarter panel was a little bit more messed up than it was. I called, somebody and said, hey, come on out here. Like, yeah, we'll replace the whole thing for you. No problem. I was like, yes. Yes, they hit the one place.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it was just
where there's
so,
already.
Right. The place that I didn't even want to go in and get taken care of, but now it's on the house. So I'm like, all right.
Take it, man. Yeah. By the way, some people commenting on Vicky, who calls, 60 years old, has been in 30 accidents, but only 6 in the last 10 years. And oddly enough, her job, and thankfully she's back at work. Mm-hmm. She gives people eye exams. Mm-hmm. As far as the accident she called about, she went about 50 miles an hour, drove into a brick wall, but she wanted to see her TV show. She couldn't remember what it was, so Ted, someone said she was hurrying home to see Emergency.
That would make sense.
Real life.
Someone else says, can we explore this woman's amazing luck? Maybe she try her luck at a casino?
It's not luck!
Someone else, please tell that woman, Vicky, I think her name is, that she seriously needs to stay off the road. She probably causes 50% of the accidents in King County.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else said, get this woman's address and I will get her keys from her myself.
We tried. This is like the leather pants thing. Some
right.
People, you just don't have real friends. It's not that
if they let you wear
friends,
them.
But they're not real friends.
Not if you're not in a rock band. No. Someone else said, when she announced what her job is, someone says, the irony is killing me. I am dead. Let's see. Someone else just, what the F? Someone else, keep her out of the parking lot. But then other people, they suggest that she's a candidate for the best of 2020. Mm-hmm. Someone else, save her call for the end of the year spectacular.
In all fairness to Vicky, she only has to drive about 2 miles.
That's why it's amazing you
Did
can
she
have
say
that many
she
accidents.
Lives in Seattle? She's in Queen Anne.
Queen Anne.
You know what I mean? She drives down here. It's probably about 2 miles, if that. She's only going to go one way down one road and one way back home.
Someone else says we need to call in weekly just so we can keep the heat crash updates with Vicky. And someone else says, is her name Vicky or is it Vicular Homicide?
Oh. Let me see this thing.
Maybe she should move farther away. Don't most accidents happen within like a mile of your house or something?
Yeah, but the problem is she only has about that far to go.
Vicky is styling in this Buick Enclave.
It's a fine car.
It really is.
But
nice.
The car deserves better than the driver.
Wow. That's I
would imagine
it.
If you had a car dealership, you see her come in, you're pumped.
Mm-hmm.
You got about 2 years before she's back in there.
Like, if I knew who she was, I might not sell her a car.
I know.
Who crashed into what? 206-421 Rock.
Hello, JP. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hola!
So, I was 16 years old, early 90s. This is in North Seattle. And I had a 77 Cadillac. And I decided I needed to go to Taco Time and get me some food. So, got onto the road there on Aurora, and there was just a ton of traffic. It was raining out. So, I decided to just dip in the HOV lane just for a couple blocks.
Sure.
And I was cruising along, and then this minivan pulls out.
I knew it. Here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Our very own Mike Hawk has ESP. All right, so as soon as I pull this call up, Mike just gives me a look and then hovers over the dumper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so far, so good. This guy's
yeah.
fine. And then there it was.
Right, exactly.
The F-bomb.
Right on cue. Very good.
JP, right?
JP, yeah.
There's stuff about JPs.
Other than JP Patches.
It's John Paul, probably.
I've known 2 other JPs, and they're about where that guy was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a bad thing, but
no.
Seemed like a cursor.
The 10 songs that rock bands play live the most. That's coming up with Ryan Castle as we will sit and spin right after emails on our question, who crashed into what?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
We got a brand new episode of the Greatest Story Never Told podcast out today on radio.com. We made it to episode number 41. Mike wanted to call it the N-bomb. We talked about it. So now episode number 41, simply titled Donovan. Check out the latest issue of the Greatest Story Never Told, available now on radio.com. Our question, who crashed into what? 206-421-ROCK.
Listen, we just got a text from JP. He's the guy that called. We had to dump his call. He dropped an F-bomb. So this is his story. Says, hey, guys, this is JP. Sorry about the swear word. But I wanted to finish my story. Basically, he is driving, I believe, to Taco Time. He is on Aurora Avenue. He gets into the HOV lane. He's like, just for a second, man. I just want to get in the HOV lane. Anyway, says, I get into the HOV lane, and this minivan pulls out in front of me. I end up hitting a telephone pole. Well, the cop shows up, and he's either Chinese or Japanese. I honestly don't know. But so was the driver of the minivan. So they have a conversation in their native language that, of course, I don't understand. Long story short, my car is totaled, and the cop gives me a ticket. Not a good day.
No.
So you have no idea what the conversation was, right?
And someone pulled out in front of you.
Yeah, so the cop just turns around like, yeah, here's your ticket. Mm. That sucks, JP.
Respect the Taco Town call, though.
I do, too. Someone here, this is a recent one. It says, I rear-ended my wife leaving a bar on Friday. Totaled both cars. Had to buy two new cars on Sunday.
Oh, man.
Good times.
Well, you know what, though? If you're going to crash into somebody, maybe you feel better that it's yourself.
I would. It's going to cost me more money, but I'm not going to get dragged to court. There's not, you know what I mean? Just like,
kind of a weird call to the insurance company, but other than that.
Yeah, I mean, I hit my buddy's car. That didn't make you feel any better.
I feel like sibling. I don't want to hit a friend. I'd rather hit a stranger than a friend, but I'd rather hit a relative than a stranger. You know what I mean? Like,
your relatives, they'll get over it.
They'll get over it somehow.
And like, they won't bust your bees for the rest
of
the
time. My problem is
they'll
my buddy, Thanksgiving. His family never fixed the car. They just took the money.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, man. You should
was
be pissed.
Was it the fact that the car was that old and it wasn't really worth trying to pretty it
sure,
up?
Sure, it was a little of both, but I mean, like, you guys know DB. Like, I hung out with him a lot.
Are you serious?
So we crashed into him?
It was, we were seniors in high school. Like, the last day of school, I backed into him. And then it was like a joke that for like 2 weeks, they had lobster and steak every night.
what kind of car was DB driving in high school?
An Isuzu Rodeo.
Oh, those are nice.
Okay. Yeah, at that time. Yeah.
It was green.
Who crashed into
hard
what?
Hard to see.
206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, guys.
Hola.
How are you guys doing this afternoon?
Doing wonderful. Thank you.
All right. So I was with my dad. It was dark. This is down in Georgia. And we're back road heading to a gas station to return some movies or to a store to return some movies and DVDs. And car passed us it's coming up to us in the opposite lane, flashes lights. The minute we passed that car, the second we passed that car, we hit something. I mean, we hit it hard, probably 40, 45 miles an hour. And we're in a little tiny Isuzu pup, like an 88, 89 Isuzu pickup truck.
All right.
We spin around. The whole truck gets spun around. We end up in a ditch. We're dazed. We're confused. We get out. We hit a cow.
Oh, you hit a cow?
We hit a big brown pasture cow. Yeah, exactly.
How was the cow? Did the cow die?
No, the cow got up. Like, we were standing around looking at this thing. It was like, oh my God, we just hit a cow. My dad was looking at a truck. I'm looking at the cow. The cow got up, mooed, and went off and went back up into
the pasture.
By the way, I don't speak a lot of cow, but in that moment it said moo, it was saying F you both.
Do you think that one side of that cow was tenderized more than the other? You know, you're like, these ribeyes are completely different. You know what I mean, this is so much more tender than the other side of this.
Some cheap restaurant serving broken ribs.
Yeah, that's... right. You know, though, but you bring up a really good point, man. You know you are in BFE when you end up going to any place and all they have is DVDs and VHS. There's still a market for this stuff, and there's a market for it where you're out where, first of all, there's no internet. You can't get a satellite dish in there or whatever the hell
there's places where cows are in the middle of the
room. They're in a cabin.
Maybe they can get a satellite dish. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, like, if you're in a place that has, like, seven or eight cabins, if you go into the main cabin where you check in or whatever, they still got a wall up like a Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting cell phone service. You're not going to be able to use your YouTube
the
TV
problem is
or whatever,
this,
your
though.
Xfinity app or whatever the hell you got.
Update the movies, man.
So you guys are still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so one more thing. So the cow got up and walked off back into the pasture. We called the cops. They made a report. Well, a few days later, we get a subpoena in the mail. The guy, whoever owned the cow, was trying to take us to court for killing this cow.
Oh, so
the cow got up and left, but then died later.
And how did that work out for you guys? I mean, you didn't see the cow. It was an accident. Did the judge dismiss the case, or did you end up paying for a cow that you couldn't eat?
No, the judge dismissed the case.
Okay.
Yeah, how much was this cow worth, according to the owner?
$2,700, $3,000, something around there.
Okay. And I guess that was a meat cattle, or was that a dairy cow?
It was a meat cattle.
All right.
Yeah. Typically, most brown cows are meat.
All right, I'm just trying to think.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Like if we all went in and got like a half cow, is that going to cost us $1,500 bucks?
Are you saying we're buying a live
cow.
One?
Let's get a half cow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people buy. Yeah, they do that.
And you just stock up, man. You got cow for you know, 6-7 months. I
mean, would you go in, we all put in, what, $750 bucks, we buy ourselves a cow?
Well, he said it was $3,000.
Watch why the four of us go in $750 each.
You mean get a little baby cow and raise the cow?
Yeah.
I don't want to raise no cow.
Well, we're raising it to eat it. Like, we know we're going to. We'll treat it well.
I know for a fact if I raise a cow, I'm not going to want to eat it. I'll be one of the freak vegans after that.
I'll eat your cow.
I would say you feel real bad when you're coming to work.
I'm
going to
give you guys potbelly pigs and see if you give up bacon. Who crashed into what?
No.
206-421.
It tastes too good. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'll eat chicken in front of a chicken.
No.
Probably have.
I'm ruthless.
Toss pieces to him. Right. Here, try this, dude.
I'm trying to think. Wait a minute. Have I? I bet I have eaten chicken in front of a chicken.
Where were you that you would be eating chicken in front of a chicken?
Terrence.
Yeah. Okay. Right. You said you eat goat in front of a goat?
Oh, I wanted to eat that goat.
You hate goats. Or that one.
I hated that one. The other two
are
bad.
Why? How do you single out a goat that you hate? Out of a group of goats, what does a goat have to do for you to say, like, I don't like that one?
Some goats are taken from their moms when they're young and lose their horns, this and that. To this goat's defense, it was not one of those. It was a real goat. So it had horns, had the boys and everything.
Oh.
The problem is, if you hung out anywhere around this goat and you were a guy, he would just ram you. That was his thing.
Yeah, your competition.
Right. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to ram you the whole time. So it was just annoying as hell if, say, you were drinking beers at 2 a.m. out in the yard and the goat got like, oh, my God. So, right. I knew it would always be a problem. I feel like I predicted that one. And then Terry got pregnant and Brad was like, you can't have the goat anymore. So I was like, please, let me make curry goat. Now, number one, I've never slaughtered an animal. Number two, I have no idea how to make curry goat.
But you just wanted to kill the thing and try a recipe.
Yes.
Who crashed into what? 206-421-ROCK. Pet Solutions.
Remind me of the days I lived in Jamaica.
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going, guys?
Doing great. Thank you.
So, my story is actually involving somebody else. So me and the fiance, who of which, by the way, is inked. Shout out to her. So we were driving down the road, heading to the store, right, and there's two lanes. And we noticed this guy, he's swerving back and forth. I was like, dear God, this guy is drunk. So I called 911, and then we start approaching the store, and all of a sudden there's a cop about right in front of us in the other lane where the guy's traveling. So I was just going to tell the operator that, hey, there's a cop right here. Tell him to stop this guy. So the cop goes to turn into the store, and this drunk driver ends up rear-ending the cop.
Oh.
Was he, in fact, drunk?
Oh, yeah, we stuck around for a little bit, and afterwards I talked to one of the other cops, and I was like, I know you guys probably can't share this information, but was that guy in fact drunk? He's like, oh, yeah, he blew a .14.
Well, it's a good thing you called.
Officer, I mean, .14, yes. And they let him go home.
Yeah.
Don't hit a cop car. By the way, Ted, someone chimed in. They said eating chicken in front of a chicken is no big deal. Chickens will eat chickens in front of other chickens.
I'm just saying, I'll eat pork in front of a pig.
I love this gauntlet you've thrown down. Right. I'll eat a gorilla in front of a gorilla.
Right.
I don't care the animal.
Invite me to your farm. I'm going to eat that animal in front of that animal.
Who crashed into what? 206-421.
I mean,
going to the zoo and eating a gorilla in front of the gorilla enclosure.
Yeah, I mean, I guess now that I'm thinking about it, I'm a bad man. I've had crab fried rice in front of a crab tank.
This was your buddy. But the worst thing about crabs is that, you know, when you get a piece of beef, we know it's beef because it's meat. I don't know if a cow could identify. You know, a crab still looks like a crab.
So does a lobster, if you get a red lobster.
But then, like, you're watching your buddy have his limbs torn off, that little tad ripping his body in half and, like, sucking juice out of him.
Yeah, would that be cruel, Red Lobster, to take your plate once they bring it to you and take it over to the tank and just eat in front of him? You know what that is.
Ted, you need to do that. As we know, Red Lobster has the lobsters in tanks now. Just eat the lobster in front of them all slow.
I don't care.
Who crashed into what? 206-421 Rock.
I'll bring him out whole. I'm going to rip him apart limb to limb in front of his brother.
And throw him in the tank.
Here's the empty shell.
Hello, Mason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So it is 2008, 2009, thereabouts. I just left the house heading to work. And at the end of my road, there's like a 90-degree turn to the left. And I just got done roasting a bowl and come around the corner a little bit too quickly, and I end up hitting the pizza delivery girl. And then as I bounce off of her and her car goes off to the ditch, there were three SUVs that were parked on the right-hand side. So I pinball off of those, and all the cars just get wrecked. I get out of the car while everyone's all up in arms. I chuck my pipe out into the woods, and then the police show up, and you know, it was pretty ridiculous. We got to eat the pizza that the pizza delivery girl had, because, you know, I convinced them that, you know, everyone kind of likes food when they're feeling sad. This person's not getting their pizza.
Oh no.
So, we got to eat the pizza, and, you know, a lawsuit was filed, and I was at fault. I wasn't paying attention. I shouldn't have taken the corner, but I blamed it that the vehicles were in my field of vision, and I had to go to the right-hand side, and everyone else involved got a ticket, and I didn't get a ticket.
Golly.
And you got pizza.
That's what?
And you got pizza.
And I got pizza. The person that was supposed to get the pizza didn't get the pizza, but we got the pizza, and it was a great pizza.
Let me get this right. So you cause a car accident, everyone else gets a ticket except you, and the pizza that you didn't order, you got to eat.
Well, we all ate it because we were all a little upset, but, I mean, yeah, the airbag went off and everything. It was
not to sound like Denzel Washington, but my man. Mm-hmm. My man.
I like how you're still sticking to this argument, too. Like, yeah, I mean, we were upset. Not that I had just gotten stoned while driving.
Right. That's not why I wanted pizza. Not because I'm high and have the munchies and it's there. What kind of condition was this pizza in? Did it stay pretty intact?
It was a little off to the side. It was a deluxe pizza, so, like, all the mushrooms and tomatoes and stuff were all off to the side. But all in all, it was a pretty good pizza. And the funny part, it gets even better. 3 years later, I ended up working for that pizza company.
Oh, cool. Perfect. Well, we've gotten pizza delivered here that wasn't in a wreck, and it looked like that. So,
oh, that big-ass one?
Oh, yeah, man. That sucked.
That was a sad day.
That was a sad day.
It really was. We were so excited.
Sad pizza day.
We opened that giant box, and this box is like the size of a car hood,
but
man.
You can feel when you lifted the box, man, like weight was all on one side, not on the other. It's just like, oh, God. Well, who crashed into what? 206-421-ROCK.
Well, you're doing it enough justice, but also, like, it's literally the last day we're going to work before the Christmas break.
Oh, that's right.
Miles is like, I'm buying us pizza, like any pizza we want in the city. So we talk about it and talk about it.
Finally pick it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Like, you could still hear the disappointment in my voice. That and the pizza I got on January 1st. God, it sucked.
What happened?
What?
What happened?
Just made a bad call.
Well, you ordered the wrong pizza.
Correct.
Oh, right. So
it's one of those places that if you pop in after a few drinks and stuff, you get the pizza there. It's fine. But I had never gotten it delivered to my home, and it just wasn't that good.
Okay.
It, I mean, hey, that's 2020 in a nutshell.
Yeah, it started out.
You should have known.
Who messes up pizza? Who crashed into what? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Randy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. So I'll make this short. But I'll drink a beer in front of another beer and not feel bad. You know,
that's a good idea.
Oh, Schmitz.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, here's my story. I take this girl on this first date up to Montana. We're going to go up to Great Falls, up there. And I was driving a Bradley GT. So we get up there, we get to my friend's house. He's like, well, we'll take my mom's car. It's got more room. And there's a moose standing in the road. And I'm like, oh, man. It's kind of like eating off the side. And then he honks his horn. It looks back at us. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that worked. And he goes, well, watch this. This will work. And he goes up. He pulls his mom's car up to it and kind of hits it in the hind end. And the thing cow kicked the car and broke the radiator, the grill, and everything else. And he had to call a tow truck to come get his mom's car. And his mom is not the friendliest person in the world. I mean, we got kicked out of like 6 taverns in one night. One guy told us, he says, you got to get her out of here. This lady is chasing him with her cane. Tell him I told you ice in my drink. it was quite the experience, but I never ran anything, but my Blackfoot buddy did.
Damn. Probably the moose is like, F you.
Bam. Oh, man, Montana.
You said you had a good time, Montana, Ted.
But it's wild.
Okay.
I mean, literally, we were in a golf tournament, and you were kind of required to do a shot before the tournament started. And it was decently early. Like
no problem with that.
And first time I've ever heard of. So a shotgun start simply means you start on different holes. You all start at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They fired a shotgun.
Jesus.
I was wait, come on. too far. And then, that night we went down. They had Main Street closed. People were doing burnouts and $2 beers.
Jesus.
Wow.
Good times. Who crashed into what? 206-421-ROCK.
I said, we were like, we're going to get tequila. They go, all right, what kind do you want? What kind do you got? We have tarantula and Jose Cuervo.
Oh, Jesus, God.
Is that tarantula chilled? Send it.
Hello, Kay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, first time or long time listener, first time caller. Hola.
Hola.
We appreciate it, man.
So I love your guys' show. I listen to it almost every day, and your podcast is just perfect. I mean, you guys have nailed it.
Oh, really thank you, man.
Stuff. Appreciate it. We didn't know anyone was listening to that damn thing. They don't tell us any of this.
Yeah, no, it really is an amazing podcast. I work long, late hours, and so I'll just, like, binge listen to all of your stuff.
Oh, cool, brother.
So funny. So I go into a dispensary. This is probably, like, 4 years ago to go buy some stuff, buy some cannabis products. Go and buy it. I may or may not have been on Adderall all the time. I honestly can't remember, but I was pretty out.
Then yes, you were.
Pretty well flying.
Exactly, right? Exactly. So I'm pretty amped up. I'm like, oh, I just want to get home. I want to smoke, you know? And so I go back into my car. So let me backtrack. I park my car, get out. There's no one behind my car. Okay, I go in, buy my stuff. Then I go back to my car. Get in the car, you know, look up in my rear view. I'm like, nothing's behind me. Start the car, start going, and I slam into this car that's right behind me. I mean, just blocked me in. And I'm like, when did this happen? Like, what is going on right now? I didn't even see this car, you know? And I get out, and I'm just, like, flipping out, like, what the hell? What is going on right now? And the manager of the store came out, the owner of the store came out, and the owner of the car came out, and they were just like, oh, man, this sucks, you know? And I was like, yeah, who parks behind me, you know? And, I mean, I think I was a little bit at fault, obviously, but at the same time, I mean, like, who blocks someone in? You know, I mean, the parking was kind of, like, not really available, but so I can understand someone doing that. But, Yeah, no, that's pretty much my story. I just
did you have to pay for everything? You didn't call the cops. You just exchanged information. Your insurance took care of it?
No, honestly, nothing came of it. No one did anything. The owner almost like took fault himself, which was crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, I meant to note that. I didn't pay for anything. And yeah, no, I mean, it was awesome. I just got my car and I was just kind of PO'd and just kind of drove off. I'm like, man, who does that?
Yeah, I mean, normally, if it's not too bad, you can just go out, look out, go, no harm, no foul. Here's my number just in case, but whatever.
You say that. We're in a parking garage in Baltimore, I believe, leaving a Ravens game.
Mm.
And we may or may not have been smoking in your car. And what was it, like a BMW? So you just barely dinged it. I mean, again, it's a parking garage, so there's only so fast you can go. But Miles hits this thing. We look at each other. It's like, just go, dude, just go. So we go to, like, turn the corner. You know, parking garages are, right? So we're kind of turning, and, like, the dude comes running up. And wasn't there a cop already there or something?
Oh, yeah. And you had the bull in your hand. It's like, put the bull down. You're so high, you're just holding
it
up.
Security like, or, like, a real cop?
It was a cop.
Yeah, it was a cop.
Like, it was an actual freaking cop. So, yeah, you had to exchange your information. We're like, well, how bad can it be, man?
Exactly. And the whole car is just, it's just completely hotboxed.
Right.
I'm just like, we are going to jail.
I thought we were going to jail, for sure.
Like, this is not good.
Yeah.
Who crashed into what? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello.
Was it after a Ravens game?
I believe it was. I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
I had also taken the top off of another car in that same parking garage earlier.
That's when you were driving, though, right?
Do you guys remember that?
I wasn't in the car that time. That was Ted.
I took the tire.
That was out here, though.
No, that was that here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Ted, I understand it, Ted was like, I said you can't make it.
I did not. His wife said that.
Oh, that's worse.
What was really worse was, you know me, I go, don't worry, I know a guy. Oh. So then the next Monday, Miles was like, so who's the guy? Like, I don't know. It just seemed like the right thing to say. She was pissed.
Right, the same face for you, man. Teamwork.
Still to come, Ryan Castle join us from his home basement dungeon type studio. Once again, we will sit and spin. Today we get the 10 songs that rock bands play live the most.
Mm-hmm.
So your favorite band, what song are they almost guaranteed to play when there was concerts back in the day? That's coming up with the Drunk in Charge Ryan Castle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.